girlfriend.
Anyway, I'm just saying, surely it'd be a one-way trip.
Right,
James
it
is saying.
That's what we're saying.
That's the
hypothetical.
No, like a one-way trip, you're going to die, you're not going to start Mars.
No, that's the idea, is you start breeding.
Why would they send someone just to die? You send someone and get them to do shit.
Yeah.
And then die.
And they keep sending a new people every 2 years.
A new woman every 2 years?
No, you take your family with you. So this is what I'm saying. What would it take?
Only.
What would it take you guys to go? Like, what would you go? Would you consider it if you got offered to be the first people to live on Mars?
No.
But you'll never get back to Earth?
No. I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it.
Well, at least you take your whole family.
No, I wouldn't. Still wouldn't do it.
Especially not if you had your whole family.
What if you were 50 and your family's dead?
What if they said?
Oh, what if I was alive?
No, you would. You have to take your family. So you would take Naz and
no.
But if you're single, you would.
No.
So you wouldn't at all.
What if you were single, but it was like...
You wouldn't even consider it.
I don't think so.
What if they said in 20 years we might have the technology to bring you back?
Nah.
But it's not a guarantee.
No. I'm not very adventurous.
Okay.
Would you do it?
I would consider it, yeah. Well, okay, the question is, if you were going, what would you take from Earth?
A couple of good books.
Probably my iPhone, so I can Instagram on the way. Keep tweeting back.
Tweeting. Spaceship inside.
Would they have to guarantee a good internet connection?
Yeah,
so you can keep track of it.
The latency. You can never play online.
Lag.
2 seconds, 8 seconds.
No, you get podcasts, though, because podcasts, you know, you can listen to many times.
Yeah, but...
Yeah. What would you do?
World of Warcraft.
I think you'd just end up dying.
Hear the rest of that episode and subscribe to all future episodes at fanginaround.com.